you.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
You see him on that TV holding it down. CNN's Don Lemon. How you doing, Don?
Hey, I'm doing okay. It's not great news that happened yesterday. And I heard some people say this who are trying to tell people otherwise. But don't let anybody fool you. A mistrial is not good news for the prosecution in the Freddie Gray trial. It's not good news. Here's why. The prosecution said that they had evidence to try the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Yet in the first case to go to trial, there were enough jurors in doubt to cause a mistrial. A legal scholar, all of them, both liberal and conservative legal scholars. Baltimore State's attorney, they say Marilyn Mosby has no one to blame but herself. They say her initial speech and the presentation of the indictments played well politically among protesters in the streets of Baltimore, but nationally it was deemed as a political and highly inappropriate.
While that might have been a short-term political high, if you'll pardon the expression, at the end of the day, these cases weren't ready to go to trial.
Or never should have been brought at all. The technical legal term for the prosecution at this point is up a creek.
And I think that these cases were brought too quickly. And this is the result when you bring a case too quickly.
That was both Sonny Hostin and Jeffrey Toobin, CNN legal analysts. They say when there are multiple connected prosecutions, usually the best case or the easiest case is presented first. The prosecution was hoping to use Officer William Porter. That was a man, the officer was on trial. They wanted to use him as an example and as a witness against the other officers. This latest turn of events not only puts a damper on that strategy, but it offers up the stark reality of what a hung jury really means in this case and in the ones to follow.
When you have hung juries, that is almost always a win for the defense. You know, in American jury trials, in criminal cases, the prosecution wins somewhere between 80 and 90% of the time. So a hung jury is a defeat for the prosecution, especially when they needed Porter to make some of these other cases.
So in regards to those who are prosecuting those officers, it's not impossible for them to pull it off, but according to Jeffrey Toobin and others, it is improbable. And it seemed in the beginning that it would be a slam dunk, at least listening to the state attorney. Mm-hmm.
And some of these citizens, I guess, are reacting to a hung jury as if it's an acquittal. Mm-hmm.
Right? Hey, Don, you think the people in the city will blame her or just blame the jury?
Well, the mayor is saying that 12 jurors could not reach a conclusion that they needed to be respected. I think that they will blame the system. Mm-hmm. I think because she has great support in the city for people who are there, outside of the city for people who are looking in, she doesn't have support. I don't think the people of Baltimore will blame her. I think they're going to blame the system and probably blame the police department.
Do you look at it, Don, as justice delayed or what?
Well, who am I to say? I think that, you know, I think most people know what happened. Even if you listen to the officers on the stand, the testimony, they'll tell you in the years that they've been there, they have never been taught to put a seatbelt on prisoners. He went through so many different hands that it's hard to pinpoint one person who can be responsible for that. And if that's not their training initially, even though it may be wrong, how do you blame them? How do you blame individual officers for the way that they were trained? So, you know, is it justice denied? Who am I to say? I just think that it seems pretty much like a slam dunk. And now, and maybe it's what people wanted rather than what the actual evidence showed. So.
Okay, well, thanks for the update. Thanks for the insight, too. We'll be watching tonight. Don Lemon, CNN. Thank you much.